As you lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the pillow, and you can be aware of your head relaxing on the pillow, knowing that those pillows will fully support the full weight of your head. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that the bed will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fiber of your being, as you just relax back into that bed, fully supported, because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you, the sounds outside. None of these things need to distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is still safely turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms and every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things, but it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit, so that my voice just fades into the background, but that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you, and it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say, because very soon now, you're going to be more relaxed than you have ever known. Imagine yourself standing at the very top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and you can see the long grasses around you moving slightly in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow, winding path that disappears into a small forest. And beyond the forest, you can see the ocean, with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies glancing off the tops of the waves in the bay, so that the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass, and you just catch the faint smell of salt borne in on the breeze, and become aware of the distant sound of the oceans on the shore. Maybe hear seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on down and down towards the forest, moving so easily, so effortlessly, you feel almost as though you're floating on air. And in no time at all, you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest, with the gentle sounds of birds singing echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and the undergrowth relaxes you still further, as you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with each step you take. You can hear a stream somewhere, its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean. as you follow the paths down and down towards the beach that you know is in front of you, weaving through the trees and brushing aside the occasional piece of foliage, until, quite suddenly, you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach. A beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you to a distant point where the trees come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches actually seem to overhang the ocean itself. You can feel the sand warm between your toes as you stroll lazily across the broad beach to the water's edge. The sand becomes a darker golden colour when you get there, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a larger than usual wave sends rivulets of water foaming around your feet, and as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny coloured pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand, all these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason. And you find yourself a comfortable position, a grassy hollow maybe, to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths to the horizon, trickling warm, golden sand idly through your fingers. There's a faint haze which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger as it approaches, until it's immediately overhead. The largest, fluffiest white cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears, just drift up towards this large white cloud. You can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral, maybe like smoke from a bonfire. Just spiraling away from you towards this large white cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties and becoming steadily darker all the time, until, just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of that spiral of your worries and cares disappears inside it, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties, to the edge of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself without a single care in the world. And now, all your troubles and cares have floated away from you. You settle yourself down into a comfortable position and just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream you're walking down a long corridor, stretching away in front of you in a long, gentle curve. So long that you can't actually see the end of it, but you know that this corridor is in the very depths of your subconscious mind. In the part of your mind that knows just what to do and just how to do it. And as you begin to move along this beautiful corridor, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, you realize that time and space are beginning to lose their meaning. And slowly, the walls of the corridor seem to dissolve, leaving you in a large room. The room is full of gentle golden light that relaxes you and still further, and you suddenly realize with a surge of inspiration and pleasure that what you once saw as limits are merely stepping stones to greater success. It suddenly dawns on you with a surge of joy and anticipation that what once seemed to you to be the limits of your personality, of your skills and abilities, and nothing more than the stepping stones to even greater success. One wall of this room is like a huge television screen, with words and images flashing across it too fast for you to see. And you realize that this information being transmitted to different parts of your mind and body. and you use your mind to will it to stop, and as you do, the screen clears and the word ready appears in large flashing letters. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave over the coming days and weeks and months. I want to remind you, your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be a joy. And of course, it all now depends on you. Because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel, and how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind, and day by day you'll feel more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all of your tomorrows. And your life is too valuable, too miraculous, to be left to chance. For this planet is a game player's planet. And the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on earth. And it's an easy game, because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within whilst you relax. You may, of course, wonder how the subconscious control mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from problems and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go, this is understandable, because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality, a force field of creative mind power that we have been conditioned by fear and ignorance to fail to explore. A veritable treasure house of health intelligence and life understanding. The way this life of sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws. For whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract still more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity around and focus your thought energy on how you want things to be, rather than how you don't want them to be. And withdraw all of your thought energy from the problems so that you attract the solutions. You attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself, as though what you have always been seeking has, somehow, always been seeking you. Seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. And this is the fresh pattern of your subconscious control mind will now carry forward from your childhood to your adult life. Free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life, a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available and will always be seen. Now, while you are pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees grown by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a small tree, and that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze, it knew how to be very flexible, and when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective, it enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing, It would see so many things when it changed its perspective, and that big tree was so inflexible. It used to envy the small tree, but it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go. And you just let it happen." And so the next time when that wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep into the ground and you can have inner stability, even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life that you can allow to happen all by itself." And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned, as it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed, swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things, so happy to know that it could recall in a new way pleasant images and pleasant memories. Now each and everything you do better than you have ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger, as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. As you leave here today, you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are. Unique and special. Your real self, confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that are really important and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it has gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live. And then, that too is gone. Either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours. And you will you not? And now you can just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And when you wake in the morning, you'll awake feeling relaxed and refreshed.